We've come a long way from the days when a black patch was your only option after an accident or disease took an eye. These days, plastic eyes are the most common, but the Müller family here in Sweden still keep their business going. Patients are fitted with hand-blown, custom-made glass eyes. Anne-Charlotte joins me in the studio now. Tell us a little family history. It all started back in 1860, right?
Yes. That was my grandfather's grandfather who founded the company in Wiesbaden in Germany. So I'm the fifth generation doing this, and I've been doing this for 23 years now.
It took even longer than the time you've spent on it so far to develop the technique so that it was perfect. 25 years, I understand, it took for your relative to get the perfect glass eye.
Yes, yes. They started with the doll's eyes, and out of this they made then glass eyes for patients, for people.
Well, I understand that your family was the first and maybe is still the only family in Sweden that does this.
We're not the only one. There is another, he's working on his own, but he's also blowing glass eyes. His father worked with my grandfather, so we're kind of friends way back.
So it's still sort of in the family.
It's sort of in the family. It is a big family.
Well, how many glass eyes do you make a year?
About 800.
Is that a lot, or is that figure declining?
It is declining because they're better surgery, medical. It gets better all the time, so they don't take out as many eyes now as they used to do.
So glass eyes have been around for some 150 years.
Yes.
Today, plastic eyes are more common replacements. What's the difference?
Glass is not as heavy as plastic. Glass eyes are hollow, so they don't weigh as much as plastic eyes. And it's better for the eye socket. It doesn't cause irritation and allergical reactions as much as plastic eyes does. But they're very nice as well in plastic.
Well, you've brought a box of glass eyes that have been sitting staring up at me this whole time. And I have to say they look incredibly realistic. We've got the blood vessels and everything in the whites of the eye. And the colors, well, you wouldn't necessarily be able to tell them apart from a real eye.
No, they're very alike. We take glass sticks and we put layer on layer on, and that makes a depth in the iris. So they look very, very alike, very natural.
I've noticed many different shapes. You have some that just look like a cap, just the top bit of the eye, and others which are completely round, which look like the entire eyeball.
Yes, the round ones are just that we can work with them. We put a hollow stick onto this round eye, and then we blow it in a gas flame. So eye prosthesis is never round. It's always shaped like a shell. It depends on how the eye socket looks, why the operation was made and how it's made, and how much they had to remove from the eye.
How realistic do they look once they're being worn by someone? Because here, they're incredibly realistic.
They look very realistic because also the operations are getting better and better. So there is movement in the eye socket due to the muscles and all that's left in there. When you don't make a glass eye too big, it really moves with a healthy one, with a remaining eye.
And who are your patients, generally speaking?
We have patients who have been in car accidents and other accidents at home, stones and snowballs and various things. And also patients who have had various diseases such as diabetes or cataract. And some people have had tumors which they had to remove. So we have various causes for getting in glass eye.
What sort of training does it take? I know your father passed this skill on to you, but what sort of training does it take to be able to do this?
We have a six-year education in Germany, and it's specialized on just making, manufacturing glass eyes. It's like apprenticeship. It takes about 6 years until you know how to do it, and then it takes about three, four more years until you're really good at it.
Anne-Charlotte, many thanks for joining me on Heartbeat. Do you think that glass eyes will be available for another 150 years?
I certainly hope so. We're doing our best to keep in the medical services because we are convinced that the glass eyes are the most natural looking and best for the patient.
Can you get them in other countries as well still? Or?
Yes, you can get them in Germany, in Switzerland, in the Netherlands, in Austria, in Denmark, and in Norway, Sweden, and Finland. We travel to all these countries, so we do glass eyes for patients in these countries.